Did you get the recorder or recording?
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Stand for the pledge. Ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, good evening, how are you?
Thank you. Okay, the purpose of this meeting is to have a public hearing on our proposed budget. And probably a few more items to come up.
And to...
Resolution...
Override the
Tax cap. Okay, so, let's do that first. We brought it up at the last meeting that override the tax cap if needed. So, I'll have Kelly read it.
It is the intent of this local law to override the limit on the amount of real property taxes that may be levied by the town of Morris pursuant to the general municipal law and to allow the town of Morris to adopt a budget for the fiscal year 2024 that requires a real property tax levy in the excess of the tax levy limit as defined by the general municipal law, section 3C. This local law is adopted pursuant to the subdivision 5 of general municipal law 3C, which expressly authorizes the town board to override the tax cap by the adoption of the local law approved by the vote of 60% of the town board. The town board of the town of Morris, county of Clinton, is hereby authorized to adopt a budget for the fiscal year 2024 that requires a real property tax levy in excess of the amount otherwise prescribed in the general municipal law. If any clause, sentence, paragraph, subdivision are part of this local law or the application thereof to any person, firm, or corporation or circumstance shall be adjusted by any court of competent jurisdiction to be invalid, unconstitutional, such order or judgment shall not affect, impair, or invalidate the remainder thereof, but shall be confined in its operation to the clause, sentence, paragraph, subdivision, or part of this local law, or in its application to the person, individual, firm, or corporation, or circumstance directly involved in the controversy in which such judgment or order shall be rendered.
Okay. Everybody understand what that is and what... It's just a precaution. Once we get in with our budget, if we need to, over the tax cap, it's just to say it's there. So, any no questions, I'll entertain a motion to accept that.
I'll make a motion to accept that.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Ryan, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So on the budget side, I mean, everybody's got a copy. The first page is just pretty much all the salaries.
Is there any reason the auto mechanic needs to be at that rate if we get somebody new?
What's that?
Have the experience that Steve Stokes had?
Say that again?
They're at the rate of 3072.
Right.
But Steve's not with us anymore. He worked up to that rate.
Well, he's got a couple more days. It's the end of the month. Here till the end of the month.
But if we hire somebody else, do we have to pay him the 3072 or we can pay him a different rate?
If he's a mechanic, then we have to go with the 3072. That's what he's looking for, another mechanic.
Right.
Is that per CSEA contract? Is that
right.
How that...
Right. And I'd have to check. I think it's like the other employees. He starts at like $1.50 less for for the first year, and then 75 after the first year, and then the other 75. So it would be less than that.
Because that takes away from some of Chris's budget.
It's in there as that. So. It should have, if you do hire somebody, it's going to be a little bit less. So, then the next page is pretty much your general fund, the highway.
I
And the third page, it just kind of breaks everything down.
So back on the second page, the elections. It was that 15, now we need it up to 20,700?
Yep. Yep, they had just sent us a letter that they bought new machines and it's going to cost more for election. That's why that got bumped up. Actually, you just got it here just a couple of days ago. They got a grant for a lot of them, but some they had to buy too. Hello? Yes, Jody. Okay. Oh, that's good. Possible, I guess. Right. Okay. Let's give it a little bit longer and see. And like I say, I'll stay on that stuff regularly and see if that makes a difference. Okay? All right. Okay, yep, sounds good. Thanks, Jody. Okay, we'll do. All right, yeah, bye. Sorry about that.
Okay. That one comes first.
Yeah. All right, so good on that page. So then, pretty much, if you compare last year to this year, I mean, everything went up a little bit, which, you know. Most of it stayed pretty much the same. Page 2 on the bottom, then you'll see in the middle where the elections are, it went from 15 to 20,700.
Yeah.
Everything else pretty much stayed, you know, pretty close. Services, the mail, IT services. I'm not sure if this is our last year on the IT service or.
Oh, you mean on the contract?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they've done much for $8,500 a year. My feeling, but. They go down. Say they pretty much, I mean, they stayed the same. A lot of them, I mean, a couple went up a little bit, like your dog patrol went up, which track tool. Heating's up a little bit, phone's the same, water, power gone up a little bit, refuse collection's gone up a little bit, that was getting kind of close, maintenance. the on the billing maintenance for the highway, as you can see in 23, it was like 15,560, but that was the work on the generator was added in there. That's why that's quite a bit higher. Hopefully we won't have that again.
Generator and insulating the roof.
Yep.
Or the ceilings, yep. Excuse me.
Actually, I don't even think they've quite done that yet, are they?
No, we're waiting more. They're supposed to put the enclosures in on a ridge cap.
Yeah.
That way the water won't blow in, because we still have the last time I was known, we still have the center to insulate. Why insulate that if it's just gonna get wet?
Well, yeah, definitely want that.
And I know that they were waiting for A, the contractor to come do it, B, weather to get up on the roof where it's not raining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good luck with that. Rain better every friggin' day. Then you got your sidewalks. Pretty much stayed the same. Parks and Rec. Coaches went up a little bit because we're getting close on the money for the coaches and stuff. All this. What's that now?
Has Tyson mentioned to you about increasing his number? Or?
No, I mean, he's probably had more coaches, probably had more teams. I'm assuming. I'd have to question him on it for sure, but.
Well, I think that's what generally happened here. I know last year he was planning on, I think, 4 or 5, and he ended up with 6 or 7, if I'm not mistaken.
Depends how many kids he gets. You know, he needs more coaches. You got to pay them. I'd love to raise them. They can find some money somewhere. I mean, they're getting all these grants. Right now, I don't think they need any money. I think they're good where they're at. But I mean, there's going to come a point where we're going to have to. But hopefully, once we start getting some more of this windmill money coming in, and we can afford to do that. But right now, I think our biggest concern right now is the highway department. That's where most of the money is going to be needed. I mean. They're gonna need a tractor and a mower this year, because their mower, we put tons of money in that freaking thing this summer.
And then we've got the salt shed. The
salt shed's coming.
Well, that's a different item, right?
That's a volume, but it's still
right.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not part of that. But still, gotta consider.
We'll see what our tax money, sales tax money coming in, if we can use some of that, but we may end up having to borrow it. You know, you can borrow it at a low interest loan.
You're talking about for the salt shed?
Yeah, we'll have to. I mean, we got a while for, you know, we need to start planning on it, but hopefully they can start it next year and finish it in 25.
As soon as they start the windmills,
well,
you're gonna get about $66,000 just for when they start them.
Right,
right. Construction part, and then once they're turned on, 60 days after that, that's when you're going to get your $585,000.
Yeah.
But just touching back with the highway department. The highway department starts needing to take care of their equipment better.
Oh, there's no doubt. That's why,
there needs to be accountability.
In 2024, they shouldn't get any movement. They don't take care of their equipment. You got other facilities and other committees in the town that need a few extra bucks to help with their stuff. I can't believe how many people are using the library now. And the people that didn't want the library, they're now going there for senior planning and other functions that there's grants for. But not everything is, the grants are earmarked, so they have to use it for.
I mean,
you gotta
do something every year at the highway department in order to keep it so they aren't, don't have junk all the time like we've had in the last few years. You gotta spend something every year in order to keep this thing going, or you're just gonna get behind again. You know, we're finally getting where we can get some decent trucks, and it's in the budget.
That being said, I think Gary, you're right. you know, we hit a deer with a truck. No, it's not your fault, but I think that it's a brand new truck. We need to fix it. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't just keep putting a Band-Aid on it.
Well, you have a mower, and you don't read your operator's manual, and you don't properly release the slip clutches, and you snap the spindle off, that's operator error.
Yeah.
There needs to be accountability for these.
Maybe there needs to be more training on, you know, like you say, get out the manual, read the manual.
Well, I know what I'm doing.
I know, we can talk about it here to we're blue in the face,
yeah,
but it's not our,
but yeah, we gotta
it's not ours. I mean, we have no say in it. The only say we have is his budget. Other than that, it's totally up to him. And we can keep putting pressure on him, but does it get done? No, it does for a month or so, and then it all goes back the way it was before. You know?
Oh yes.
I've been 10 years. I've been here, and I've been preaching that, and yeah, it's good for a month, and then it goes right back to where it was.
You know, it would just be nice to see someone show a little bit of pride in town equipment.
Yeah. And you know, yeah. It's not like that. They're not getting paid well either to do what they're doing. But I don't know. I'm a lot. If you guys got any ideas on any way to do it, I'm up. Because, you know, do we quit buying new stuff till he starts showing that he's going to take care of it? I don't know. Is that maybe what we need to do?
Put the money in reserve. Huh? Put it in reserve. You can do it in reserve.
Yeah, well, put the money there, you don't spend it.
Yeah, you can't spend it unless we give the okay.
That's right. It's in reserve.
Rest of the big stuff. Well, I'm proposing that we put right now 100,000 in reserve. Well, it's gonna be like 155 because you got 53 something to pay for that truck next year. So you're gonna put 150 some thousand in reserve. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One is to pay that truck off next year and then to start another truck.
Yeah, Renee has it broken down.
Right.
The suggestion that where we have the debt service and also the equipment funding in. So it's $56,000, $6,645 is the last payment. This
right.
is on page.
What the interest and everything, yeah.
Right, that, the interest, that's
yeah.
Page 2 of the pilot.
So
that's the last payment of the Peterbilt truck.
Right.
And then she also put in a reserve fund again of $50,000.
Right, I'd like to up that to 100.
Well, this is, so we still have to receive that payment from the state.
Right.
And that's going to be a minimum of $113,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we still haven't got it yet.
and we went out, and Chris went out and helped them.
I don't know. Do we, as a board, say, okay, the trucks aren't going on the road till we get paid?
So
is it fair to say?
I don't know.
Do we have to be that way?
I mean, are they? Can we say they're in breach of contract because they haven't paid us?
And they are.
Because they could turn around and say, well, your contract says you got to go out and plow. Well, it also says we need to get paid.
I mean, it's one thing for this year not to be paid up, but when you still got money left over from from 22, you know?
And they know it. They're aware of it.
They admit that they owe us money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was looking up the procedures tonight. I didn't know if motions can be made.
Yeah.
But my thought was two things. We do not plow state roads until the state pays us, okay? And with that being, we're not plowing state roads, we do not fill the open MEO position until the state pays us, because it's one person on the state road. So if we're going plowing state roads, that one person can backfill the position that got vacated.
Right.
So we would have enough coverage as it is right now if we did not plow state roads until we got paid.
And the Dillon Gate, the vacated position from Dillon Gate, we do not fill, we do not plow the state road this year. I second.
Well, yeah, but you got to think about that for a minute, though.
Exactly. Right. That's why I'm just a conversation.
Right, yeah.
Right. But say they pay up here in the November. Starts snowing in December. It takes you a month to get that position filled. Then you're short a man. You know, so you got to be careful with that. I mean, I understand what you're trying to do is you're exactly right, but we don't want to get stuck either where we're short men. If, you know, we start getting any freaking snowstorms like we're going to get in the rain.
But we have to negotiate from a position of strength.
Yeah, we do.
And that's our only strength is saying.
Right. Well, that's it. I mean, I'm willing to send an email out to Billy Jones and Dan Steck saying, Right now, the tail and mortars is almost $125,000 from this year and from 22. And the plow's not going to go on the road till we get paid up. We need that money. We need that money to operate.
Money
plain and simple.
For the truck to put on that road that gets eaten up. Correct me wrong, Don, they don't put the new trucks on that road. They put the oldest ones on that road.
And that's what he's been doing. Been putting the older ones on there. Well, yeah, no, there's a motion out there.
The time for talking is over, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We've known since January.
That's it.
When we found it out in January, we've been doing our due diligence.
Yep. And I will agree, they've been trying, but they need to do more than try. You know, it needs to come. I mean, we're getting ready to start here. We're going to start spending money again, putting salt on there and fuel and a man. You know. Hell no, we're not going to do it till we get paid up.
$113,000 is nothing to the state,
right?
But it is to
right.
Little town mortars.
That's yeah. it.
Right. Well, I think
for a little town, it's a lot.
I mean, they're way past their deadline anyway. But maybe if we went ahead and just said, okay, if we don't have that money by November 15th, our trucks are not touching the road. Period. Just yeah. Give them a date.
Set a date. 15th, the end of November, whatever we want to set. I don't, it doesn't matter to me.
No, they've already passed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But just tell them, we're going to give you the 15th, and that's it. It's like, we don't make the house payment, or you don't make the car payment.
Yeah, you lose it.
They're going to come after you.
Yeah. No.
But because they're the state, I guess they feel they're above that.
Right. Well, we're just a little peon state here in the corner of the New York State, but they can forget about us.
If you want to go with a motion on that, I'd go with a motion giving them a date. If you want to agree on a date, you can.
And I will email Billy Jones and Stack and say, as of right now, the town made a motion, no plows on the road till we get caught up. You know?
I second.
Okay, we got a motion, we got a second.
We agree on the date?
I'm sorry, 15. Was Don the first motion?
I think Gary had made a motion. Gary made a motion.
Well, I included the MEO position as well.
Yeah,
he was on the MEO also.
Yeah,
he was also. It's a way to save money.
Yep.
But I agree though, it's a quick turnaround to fill the position. If you have somebody, I don't even know if there's any, have we had any interest in the three positions that are?
You got three people, one for the mechanic and two for the MEO.
So one the part-time and then, so?
I think they're both for the full-time.
Full-time?
Yeah.
One's a
full-time. Well, there's
part-time.
Two people for the one position.
Oh.
The MEO.
What about for the full-time, part-time position? The one from December 1st to March 31st?
I don't know if the other person would take that if they don't get the first one.
Because that could be a saving grace. Because if we hire the guy November the 15th, the full-time, part-time guy, if we hire him November the 15th, and we don't plow state roads, then we're covered. As you don't need the full-time MEO
right.
In the wintertime.
No, you don't. Not if you're not going
to the
state.
So what are we gonna go by the 15th?
Okay, so if we go by the 15th, I'm just throwing out there. Do you plow the roads up until the 15th? Because we could get snow.
Oh, well, we could now and then. We could. But we're just all after the 15th. You guys are on your own. We don't get the payment. We're being nice.
So
we're going to give you a little extra time.
And we'll maintain the road until the 15th. After the 15th, we will no longer maintain the road until we're paid.
Yep. I'm just trying to be a little fairer than they've been. And say, we're going to give you some time. You know, you've had plenty of time, but this is the time. I mean, that money could have, you know, made life a little bit easier for us.
Okay.
That money right there,
yeah.
By the mower, the tractor mower he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Cash.
Is that November 15th?
Okay, so that and then no MEO hired until the state pays up.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
That'll light a couple fires.
Good, good.
It needs to.
I wonder if other towns have had to deal with that same scenario and how they handle it.
I don't know who else does a state road.
Not too many, that's the problem. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're the only one, and we're way up in the corner of the state.
Yeah.
Well, they seem to forget about us. The other thing that we need to talk about too is part-time maintenance worker for the budget.
Okay, maintaining
buildings and grounds.
Oh, buildings and grounds,
plow the, sidewalks, and they'll do the rec parks, maintain the rec parks. And, if you go 40 hours a week and you're looking at, you gotta do insurance, retirement, and all that.
And with that, that's part time.
So right, if you do 30 hours, so you don't have to.
That wouldn't be under the CSEA contract.
Well, it would be. So they, yeah, if they go 40 hours.
If they go 40, yeah.
Yep. But 30 hours you don't.
Right.
How you could eliminate the CSEA out of the portion of it is make one of their duties a deputy highway superintendent, which gives them a managerial title. And then they're no longer a part of the union.
Yeah, but we can't do a deputy. The only one we can do is if he doesn't appoint somebody, we can appoint somebody as a deputy.
Yeah, if he wanted to appoint somebody as deputy, we'd have to approve it anyway, right?
Yeah. And right now, the it's $16.36 an hour for a labor is what the rate is.
What would be their job title? Does Renee have what their job title would be?
Yeah. It's pretty much the same as the MEOs. I mean, they can fill in at the highway, drive the trucks, help pave and then all that. I mean, that's it there. It's pretty much the same as the MEOs. The only thing is that I don't think they can drive the trucks.
25-13.
But they can do all any other labor part of it.
They can work.
So they can fill in when they're paving and stuff like that. Because 30 hours a week in the summertime, that's a lot of hours just to mow grass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the wintertime, what are you going to do in wintertime? I don't think you're going to need 40 hours to plow sidewalks.
Unless we put in more sidewalks.
You know, they have to plow this and the sidewalks and here in North Forks. Yeah. Depends how many times we get a storm, I guess.
Yeah.
So they're the ones that put that in the car, not the.
Did you put any provision in the budget for this? For the, is that?
It's not in there now, but we can add it in there. Like a 30 hour, maintenance, you're looking at around 25.5. A full time, you're looking around 34,000 a year. But then you got to go with the benefits and then the retirement and
right.
the Social Security and all that good shit.
30 hours, yep. Just an hourly rate.
Right, just an hourly rate. That's it. No benefits.
So does this most cemeteries?
No cemeteries.
No cemeteries.
No. Those are going to be separate. Yep. So just rec parks and then any other maintenance needs to be done, like fix the bathrooms or clean the bathrooms at the rec parks and any maintenance that comes up there.
Who's doing bathrooms at the rec parks right now?
I don't know. That's the other thing we need to do is we need to winterize those. I know Bruce always did it. We need to dump some stuff in there and winterize them.
Because someone was saying that the bathroom in Moore's Forks needed to be cleaned.
Yeah.
Like garbage is emptied and stuff.
Okay, yeah. We need to do that one there too. Yeah, we'll have to get some more. We got some crossroad. I mean, I can do the one in Moore's Forks. I can put the bale as much water as I can out and dump the intervenes in it. So don't freeze. I don't know about turning the water off. I don't know where the water is. It must be in the back there.
I think it is.
Yeah.
don't know how, if he just shuts it off or he's got to drain it or, not sure. I'll have to ask Bruce. I'll get a hold of Bruce and see.
Okay.
Have him stop in.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't want to forget that. I want them freezing and make a big mess.
So this individual can do everything but drive a commercial truck.
Right. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Because of the CSEA contract, you know, he wouldn't be able to. If he had a license and maybe fill in, I don't know. I don't know how that would work, what CSA would say.
Well, it's a part-timer, so
yeah.
Any other part-time on-call people,
right?
We're not part of the contract.
Right, so I would say if he's part-time, he should be able to. Full-time, he wouldn't be able to, but unless he went with the union.
Pretty much a jack of all trades
here.
Yeah. It's good. Between you and I, it's going to be hard to find somebody for 36 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be somebody that's probably already retired and doesn't really need the money.
Somebody just wants to.
Yep. Something to do.
Is that what we paid to get the grass?
There's quite a list of things in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing it if I was retired. I mean, mowing grass.
Yeah, yeah,
it's not hard. I mean, doing a sidewalk, I mean, it's probably not the warmest job in the world, but.
So, okay. The saying is not my job title, it's not my job description. Doesn't fit really.
No, that guy's not. It's in there. It's like Prego, it's in there.
Yeah.
Living the way you did it, and I guess it ruined the grass. So, we really need to get somebody there.
But I agree with that. I think we should put it in there and hire somebody then. Because it won't be long. Obviously, now, they use the Bobcat out here, right?
That's what they have been. But I think didn't he buy a sidewalk plow or something from somebody?
Town Plowsburg.
Yeah. I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, it's...
Oh, is that red machine?
No. It's articulated.
Oh, the old Holden?
I don't think it articulates. It's just like it's a sidewalk machine.
Is it like a Holden? The Holden? Is that what they call it? Brand?
I have a different word for it, but...
Okay.
But the problem is you got more and more forks.
Between the two.
Yeah. See, the Bobcat, I think they just haul it back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that Bobcat is getting in tough shape, too.
Well, they have that... The last time I did it, we had that little zero-turn Zorro.
Oh, yeah.
They kept up
with the blade on it, eh?
Yeah, with the V-plow.
Yep.
Which works perfectly until once you have enough, you know, if you get too much of a snowstorm, then they would truck the Bobcat out and clear it off with the snowblower. But until then, that's fine keeping it at the...
Right, for the small storms.
Right.
Yep.
This, that maintenance per... The laborer, what do they have for a vehicle? What are they going to be using for a vehicle?
It would be the town vehicle. Yeah, be one of the trucks they got up there.
Okay. So, the trucks that are at the highway department, who has the discretion of those? Can the laborer go up and say, I need this truck today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And can the highway superintendent say no?
He can, but if it's not being used, you know, I don't know why you would say no, but just be an asshole, but no, if it's up there, they're not using it for him, if it's sitting there, then he should let it go.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know, so what is our preference? Are we going to go with the 30 hours, try it for a year on 30 hours and see how it goes?
Absolutely, yeah.
Give it a try?
Yeah, definitely. And I hope that whoever does it keeps very good records, because I think that position could be full-time easily. I believe there's enough work for that position to be full-time.
There is, but...
But to keep it at 30 is more beneficial for the town.
Right, but I got no problem with 40 hours, but we need somebody to say, you know, instead of following here on Renee or somebody saying, they call in all the time, saying, this needs to be, we need somebody else to take charge. You know, to me, I think Chris could do it, but, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying?
No.
So how's this guy going to know where it needs to be fixed and what needs to be done? There needs to be a point, place for them people to call saying, hey, this is broke or the sign is down here or whatever.
Exactly. So the guy should have a phone. He should be given a cell phone, and that's... And
like
then it put that
he's
number.
The point.
And he's the point of contact.
Everyone contacts him.
Yes.
Right.
Because on there it says record keeping. One of his duties is like record keeping and...
Like he's the point of contact.
Right. Okay. And that's fine, but let me throw this other sheriff out of there.
Okay.
What if he's not overly ambitious?
Well, you have to hire someone that is.
He's got a list this long and he just lets it go.
Then you have to hire somebody else.
Who? Does it the board that comes down on him and say, hey?
So the two people in the town of Mora that have...
No, he'll be under our purview.
Right.
You know, so we have...
The two people in the town of Mora, correct me if I'm wrong, that have the ability to hire and fire is the town supervisor and highway superintendent.
Right.
So...
Then you hire somebody else.
Yeah, right. Okay, hey, you know...
You're right, if you're not working out, hey, get the road.
It needs to be someone that's self-motivated.
It's part-time, he's not in any union, so...
I mean, and if you take this job, you know that going in.
Right, right. You're right, you have a... You're gonna be scrutinized and we're gonna be watching you.
And you need to be...
You have a sit down and keep your expectations. Keep a record of what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think here, I think where Gary's going is we need to just get, set, you know...
A parameter.
Right, tell him this is where, what we...
These are the expectations.
Yeah. This is what we expect of you. This is it. And if you can't do that, then...
Because I'm sure, like probably Jason might get a lot of stuff coming in and say, hey, you know, they're calling saying this needs to be done, whatever. Because he's the code enforcement officer, or he's gonna see stuff and just travel around and say, okay, here, this is the guy that's doing it. You need to inform him. Should send him an email or text him or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it all on file.
Yeah,
I got no problem with that.
So if the guy has his own email, a phone, you can get your email right off your phone. If he needs to have, if he needs an office, he can have, up in the highway department, in Chris's office, there used to be the secretary, Mrs.
Kingsbury.
Kingsbury was right there. So he can have, there's plenty enough room up there for a desk.
Mm-hmm.
Desk and a laptop. That way he can communicate with Chris, because it's a working relationship. They're gonna have to be to coordinate the vehicles and equipment that the guy needs for the day.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Especially in the wintertime when they're plowing sidewalks.
Summertime if they're paving and they need extra help on paver, the guy Chris can go, hey, next week on Tuesday, Thursday, free up your schedule. I need you for paving.
Yeah.
Well, with this person that you're talking about be doing the mowing of grass for the libraries and the cemeteries.
No
cemeteries.
Rec parks, library, this place.
I heard we had an issue with the people mowing after boots, so that's why I was wondering.
Vicky had a problem with people mowing. She was the only one. They were blowing it on her new bricks and she wasn't happy. But next year she could take care of that one. I want nothing to do with it. I want her in charge.
So the person will be just be using, okay. Yeah,
because they got their own mowers for the cemetery.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
So the beautification committee will be doing the mowing.
What's that?
The beautification committee will be doing the mowing.
Cemetery.
No.
The
cemetery committee.
No. Cemetery committee is. Vicky's on the cemetery committee. So. Okay, so we're going 30 hours part-time.
Excellent. I think that's going to be, it's going to easily pay for
itself. It's a good start. It's definitely going to give us an idea on what needs to be done. And
if we need to go full-time position, it does.
Next year we need to go full-time. You know, we'll budget it and say, okay.
Baby steps.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's not really costing the town that much more money. Okay. What else? What else did we have? We had something else, didn't we? Oh, that...
The cheerleading program.
Cheerleading. I don't know if everybody heard about the cheerleading. They want to start a youth cheerleading program. It's going to cost the town of Mora $150 to get into it. I think the money should come out of the youth commission, $150. I mean, it's a youth program. Apparently they have a lot of cheerleaders and they don't have enough to do them in school only. So they want to start. Town of Champlain, I think, is one that started it. They want to know if the village and the town of Moores wants to get in on it.
I told him I didn't think there'd be a problem, but I think we should vote on it.
Yeah, I respond to that, I think. So I think it's a good idea. And then that helps the kids out.
Yeah.
Gives the kids more activities.
Yep. Yep, for sure.
Keeps them busy, keeps them out of trouble.
I'll make a motion that the town of Mortars contribute $150 toward the cheerleading program. Ryan, second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So back to the budget on page 8 with the real property tax items.
Yeah.
We had there's an adjustment on the other tax items. A reduction of $3,000 from $5,086 down to $1,920.
Any idea what that would be for?
Which one do you want?
This is on page 8 with general fund townwide, and it's going to be the real property taxes.
They gave us more money in the pilot program than you said.
What are you talking about?
The pilot program.
Other tax items?
Yes.
It went up to 19.7 in the pilot.
Yeah, the pilot program was 19.7, and then there was the untaxed properties. Only the taxes on the properties was the 19.2008. That was added in there. Those were the two changes.
Yeah, the pilot program is for the solar.
Right, right.
But the other taxes, the omitted taxes, so that's just an adjustment of what was non-taxable.
Right.
Like properties?
Yeah.
Like farm or church and stuff like that, where the county had it in there and they corrected it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they sent a thing saying that the omitted taxes, yeah.
So then I just, on the other thing, just want to comment. I appreciate that Renee broke it down on the highway department on that equipment fund because it was at $200,000.
She broke it all down.
And I made a recommendation that we separate it out that way the money doesn't get spent for that the debt service on the last payment of Peterbilt's truck.
Right.
And then to have a truck reserve fund.
Right. And I don't know what you guys do. Do you want it up at $200,000? Instead of 50?
So what are we gonna do with the, what's the board gonna do with the money when we finally get paid from the state?
Probably lower reserve.
Well, I mean, it's gotta go in the highway.
Right.
It's gotta be spent in the highway.
Right, but then,
can we split it? Let him put it?
Do you put it in his machinery equipment? Or do you put it in the reserve fund?
If he's going to be short this year,
well, I mean, if it's coming from the state, I mean, that's not the road, so you should put it back in the truck or even a mowing machine or something.
I might get a mowing machine.
Put half of it in the, put 50 in the, I think you spend the other on a tractor and a mower.
So a tractor and a mower, when I priced one out, it was like $65,000 for a tractor and a mower.
But they get the Kubota running on the specials on the, or the better in the spring?
Right now.
With like a 60, 70 horse, a cab with a, I don't know.
Because he wants to get he would like a batwing mower. 20-foot batwing mower.
I don't, they had one before and they tore the shit out of it.
This is what we talked about earlier.
Yes.
I guess no matter what.
So the bigger you get, especially if you're going to ditches, that's heavier. And I think you're better off with a flail mower.
No matter what, because we're going to be paying for it right away, right?
Yeah.
So they'll use source well. So then it doesn't matter. Any program, source well is the way to go. That's like basically dealer cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we're good at that dealer cost.
You have to get source well on like the... A mower, you have to buy the mower and the tractor together.
You do.
Yeah, you can't just go buy a Kubota and then go buy like a Bush Hog at somewhere else. You have to buy the two pieces of equipment together at the same time.
Yep.
And that's where you'll get the source well pricing on both.
Yep.
So just keep that in mind when...
Right. Well, Kubota owns Lamb Pride, so...
Oh, okay, does it? Okay, so...
Yep. So
but they have... even though they have to be on the same invoice.
Right.
They can't be separated invoices because then you won't get the source well pricing on the equipment.
But the thing is, what do we get for a mower? Is the big question. I mean, I know they had a batwing before and
So they had like the side, like a disc mower, where it was just a...
A flail?
Yep.
No, a disc.
So they have a disc too, yeah.
Yeah. And that we had trouble with that where, again, I don't want to sound this as being negative towards the highway department, but I'm just, the truth is the truth. So we got a call this year when an individual mowed the Barcombe Road with the disc mower. It threw all hay because it cuts it right at the ground. So if it's 4 feet tall, it threw it all into the roadway. Caused a hazard. The individual called, you know, and I got the phone call. So Chris and I went down there. I'm like, yeah. I said, why didn't the employee see this? Why wouldn't you call back the shop? We have leaf blowers to blow it off the road. Because it was 1:45. And they get done at 2:00.
It was quitting time.
You have to care about your job.
Take pride in it. Take pride in what you're doing.
Exactly.
Don't be in a hurry. You're getting paid by the hour. Don't be in a hurry.
If it's overtime, it's overtime.
Yeah.
It takes you another half hour.
But I don't know what the state did, like the Gilbert Road. I don't know if you've traveled that, but they just mowed that. And there's big piles of hay. It looks like a deer lay inside the road all the way down. Right. I don't know if it was a flail mower or what it was, but they did a shit job. It looked like crap, and there was big piles right side of the road. So I don't know what the answer is. Maybe we should check some of these other towns and what do they use?
Well, there's one out there right there.
Yeah.
But I forget what they call it, but that's the arm where it can reach into a ditch.
Yeah.
Or it can reach over a guardrail.
Right.
That mower, just the mower itself on that tractor is $75,000.
Oh, I'll bet you.
Because we priced one of them too.
Yeah.
And then you have to have a big enough tractor that has a rear end that's big enough and heavy enough.
Right.
To be able to support that.
Right. You got to have your counterweight. Or
right. Because you actually want it bin mounted. You can't really have it off the rock shaft.
Right.
Because unless you have the most heavy duty rock shaft that they make on them, it'll twist them.
Yeah.
That's why the really good ones are belly mounted. And again, it's $75,000. But you get what you pay for. But it comes down to, at the end, you can buy the best equipment in the world. It comes down to the operator.
Well, that's...
How do you treat it?
And that's it. I think the mower is good if when them guys are mowing and they come across a stone, carry some flags with you. Put a freaking flag out there. So when you back the shop, say, tomorrow we got to go pick up that stone. So next year, or later on this summer, we mow again, we'll hit the damn stone again. It's just a... take pride in your work. It's your tax dollars that you're breaking. You gotta remember that. But there,
I guess. Reach out against the wall.
They're only concerned about vacation time, the raises, how many holidays they're gonna get, how many sick days they're gonna get.
Better. Maybe for you. Bob brings up another question.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get a 4% raise this year or 5%? I'm only good. Less, but I'll take whatever you give me. I'm gracious. The other question I have on here, change the subject, but the beautification committee indicated to me that they've never received a raise in their budget in 20 years.
You're right.
And the reason I asked about that, and I spoke to other board members about it, and they said that it was because of the inactivity of the beautification committee.
It's more or less, we don't have a lot of extra money. It's not because they were inactive, it's just, we don't have a lot of extra money.
Well, they haven't seen a race in 20 years, it's crazy.
No.
You know, we talked about arena and trying to get stuff going, the beautification committee, and cleaning stuff up.
If you want to give them a raise, we can give them a raise. We just have to bust the tax cap.
The Allenburg Fire Protection.
Yep.
That's $3,000.
Yep.
Before the meeting, we had a little discussion about, is that, and I know there's been discussion about it before, where with this day and age where the mutual aid is automatic, is that something that is still needed? Is the Allenburg Fire Protection still needed?
So if we don't pay it, what are they going to do?
I don't know.
They still gotta go. They're still gonna get paged out, whether we pay it or not. But I don't know, that's something we have to check, and I don't know how that affects the insurance policies. I mean, I don't think it's quite bad now that we got Station 2 up there, but that's something that we'd have to check with an insurance agent and see if it affects those people's insurance up on that end of the...
Would the fire chief have a little bit more insight on that, or...
I don't know.
Or...
You mean talking to Todd, you mean? I don't know. I could check with Chris, too.
Okay.
Have him ask the fire department insurance.
I think we should move that money to the beautification.
I don't know, like I say, I've been saying that since I started this. I said, I don't think we should give them anything, because... You know, and even if they do respond, maybe they go two or three times a year, that's it. For $3,000? I don't think it's worth it, but that's my...
As far as the Green Road and White Road?
Green Valley and the White Road, yeah.
Green Valley and White Road.
And the Drown Road. But if the guys respond from Station 2, they're going to get there just as quick.
Right, that's what I mean. You know? Okay. In the corner.
Because we do have some nice young firemen up there now. They do respond quite well. But that's entirely up to the board. If we say...
I'd like to say, with mutual aid, it's...
Yeah, they're automatically dispatched.
Yeah.
Automatic.
I would like to use that money elsewhere. I just don't want to shortchange our fire protection.
Right.
I am fully comfortable moving that money elsewhere from what I've heard about the mutual aid.
Right. Oh, yeah. Let me make a call tomorrow to Matt, our lawyer, see if he has any insight on it. Because they are a fire protection district. I know like Ellenburg, the town board, whatever they give them for a budget, they have to pay it. There's no negotiating. They say, this is your budget, you've got to pay it. But let me check with Matt tomorrow, if I can get a hold of him. Find out if he's got no problem with it. Okay. Swap it over to the...
Move it to where? The general fund?
Yeah. Beautification?
Well, they haven't had a raise in about 20 years. The cost of the Christmas decorations, Gary, the flowers, as you know, the flags, they have to replace.
If you can move that to $3,000, it's $2,000 for education and $4,000 at the library.
Like the youth commission, the youth commission does a lot for this town too.
Yeah, they do.
So, I guess the only last thing that I had was the $25,000 increase to the EMS. And I, as I stated in my email, you know, that's a $25,000 increase this year is 14.28%. And last year they got 39%.
Well, I'm not disputing it. Yeah, they've got a good raise the last 2 years, but you got to look at, they're paying more for an ambulance. They're paying more for supplies. They're paying more for fuel. I mean, there's just like us here in the highway, everything just keeps going up. And the other thing, I don't think you're going to get anybody else to do it any less than that. Because if you don't take this, they're walking. We'll have to find another insurance or another ambulance company to come in. And I don't think you're going to find anybody at even close to that price.
Well, the other thing too, I think if you look back several years, we've also shorted them in the past on some of the contracts.
Yeah, we've been getting away with it very dirt cheap. If you look at Altona paying $450,000, they got to furnish the ambulance and they got to furnish the building. We're paying $200,000 to furnish the building. Nothing to do with the ambulance, no maintenance on the ambulance, no nothing.
And Ellenburg has somebody at the station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, what's their budget?
We have somebody at the station for
8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Monday through Friday. Does Altona also get their money from, are they able to bill insurances?
No, they get a little. Altona does it. Morrisonville, whoever they carry. Morrisonville is one that they would have to.
They would have to do it. Because I know I spoke with Ellenberg. So Ellenberg pays $580 a year, $508,000 a year. Same thing. They provide the ambulance. Obviously, they have the place for the ambulance. They get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week coverage. And they pay Morrisonville an extra $7,600 a year to do their billing.
Okay.
As of August, the last time I checked, they had $80,000 in revenue that they received from billing. They use that money from billing to pay for any increases in the contract and also to buy ambulances, to buy new ambulances. Now, granted, it's $580, but apples for apples, what would the bill be if we had somebody in Moores 24/7? We don't right now, right?
Right, no.
We have 24/7 coverage, but it comes from Champlain.
Right.
Like tonight when I came in.
And it comes from volunteer.
Yeah, volunteers fill in, not all the time, sometimes, but yeah.
I don't even think they have as many volunteers as they have before because they've got to increase their staff, paid staff in Champlain, so the paid staff and the volunteers, we've lost a couple.
Well, okay, so when I went to the town, to the EMS meeting, one of the reasons for the increase was they're adding two more personnel, full-time personnel. I didn't ask at the time what they plan on doing with that personnel. Mm-hmm. You know, is that to, because that's a crew, right? It's a two-man crew, I think they operate off.
Yeah. Right.
So does that mean that they're gonna have a crew up here more?
No.
Or it's just, is that crew just to cover
I think they got an extra crew to cover if one's gone and the other one is able to respond also. Okay. I that's what I'm thinking. I didn't go to the meeting, so.
Or they added more? Because of, they picked up Ross's point now.
I mean, there's no doubt that we're paying extra to have the 24/7 coverage from there. It's not only just having two guys here or two people here, you know, 5 days a week.
We pay less to have, we still have 24/7 coverage.
Right.
But it comes at a distance.
Right. Right.
The Ellenberg and Altona are paying more.
Right.
But realistically, they're not paying anymore. If you break down apples to apples, hours, we're paying $200,000 for 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. They're paying $580,000 for 24/7 at their station.
Right, but what happens when that crew is gone to a call? They get another call. They've got two ambulances there and an extra ambulance here. You know, then they gotta either get mutual aid or hopefully some volunteers show up.
Yeah. Well, I could see us easily more than doubling what we're paying right now to do 24/7 service.
Oh, no doubt. I would expect us to be in the $400,000 to $500,000 range
easily.
But I'm just saying, for $200,000, we have 5 days a week coverage at our station. I understand it's 24/7, but we have 5 days a week at our station.
Right.
But when we look at and if you look at the call time. And the toneouts, we're covered. I mean, there's no
the response.
There's no gaps.
The response time.
There's been absolutely zero gaps, and their response times are probably the best. They're the best in the county. They may even be some of the best in the state.
Why would people want to volunteer here if they know they're going to be needed? They're going to get paid. So it kind of undercuts the whole volunteer program, in my opinion. Continue to add on staff that are paid, and you're
going to
take those from the
no
volunteers,
don't.
And then you're
going to
make them paid staff.
No, so don't. Volunteers. No, don't. You're wrong, Irvin. You're wrong right there.
I think you're always going to have people that are drawn towards a public service, and they want to serve their community no matter if they're paid or not.
I mean, during the day, you don't have a lot of people in town to respond anyways, so the volunteers are mostly for at night when they've only got two people or three people on down in Champlain. They respond here. They still get the calls. That ambulance still goes out. I just I mean, I've been doing this for 35 years in the fire department, EMS, and I still think we're getting a good deal. Even at $200,000, we're still. You look at.
I think.
What are they paying per thousand on the ambulance?
18. Did I say $18?
77 cents a thousand. $77 for a $100,000 house.
Is that?
That's what I thought.
Which one's the ambulance?
Ambulance, I'm sorry.
Well, the fire department is getting more, but they're getting less. They're at 78 cents, but they're only getting 195.
Because of the special district. The fire department gets from the windmills, not the windmills, but the solar panels. They get money where the ambulance doesn't because it's not our ambulance.
I guess the way I see it, we have adequate coverage and service.
It's working.
It's working. And
leave the damn thing alone.
We can't afford to go a route that's $500,000.
No, not at this point. Maybe down the road. We want to get into it. You hire our own people and run our own ambulance service. That's a possibility. But as of right now, we can't afford it.
My take on this too is okay. We'll say okay. Let's bid it out. Now, if we do that, technically, Champlain EMS now can go out and bid us $500,000, and they could still be under any other bids again.
Right.
It'd be nice to see like a 3-year contract. That way you could budget, you would know that next year, next 3 years, you're only looking at so much of an increase.
They showed us the 3-year budget last year. They're going to go 25,000 a year till they get to a $250,000. That's what they showed us 3 years ago with the numbers. I got the paperwork at home. And that's what they want is $250,000. If they get $250,000, our fire department deserves $250,000. We've got a member sitting on the board. They need to staff and get the new recruits to train those men and to address those men.
Well, yeah,
but it's fair is fair. If you're not going to spread the money around and be held hostage by the EMS, we're being held hostage. Why do you need me sitting here if you've got to pay them the $200,000 and pay this one $195,000? Why do you have us here? Why am I sitting here?
Urban, first off, the fire department doesn't go anywhere near as much as the ambulance does.
But they also don't get paid when they go out.
Right.
Well, so they need money for their, for their fuel.
They got plenty of money. They got almost all new trucks. They're not hurting for anything. They're done well. You can't compare the two. You can't even come close to comparing the two. And everything they got in that station is bought and paid for. And they've got another brand new truck coming that's already paid for. $300,000 truck coming.
Paid for too. The ambulances and the building is paid for now. Everything's been paid for since I've been on this board.
That's right.
We made sure it got paid off.
So next year there's going to be another $25,000 increase.
Yeah, $25,000 and $250,000.
I don't know. That I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
The way everyone was saying that is 20. Yeah. It's going to be 25.
There was something they had a.
I know they had a 3-year budget, but I have no idea what it is.
But we never.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
You guys decide what you want to do with it. If the library doesn't see an increase, and the beautification doesn't see an increase, I'm voting.
That's your right.
That's why I got elected by the people.
That's right. That's why.
There's no reason we can't take a few dollars out of the reserve to pay and get these people in a better situation.
If they needed the money, I would say give it to them, yes. But right now, they don't need the money. So we're putting it where it's needed. That's the way I run. And I put the money where it's needed. If we had extra money, I got no problem giving it to them. But you don't have a lot of extra right now.
Well, how much money do we have in reserve? In our reserve fund?
I'm not willing to take anything from the reserve right now.
I'm looking at taking out $6,000. Do you think I'm trying to recreate it?
Anything else?
blame it around you want.
That's what happens when you don't have competition. You're left for supervisor of the town. You don't want to do what's right for everybody, not just what you want to do, but your interests. I'm not interested in the library.
That's your opinion, Ernie. That's your opinion.
I'm not interested in the beautification committee, but I'd like to see the park done.
We have to vote on this.
Oh, the floodplain thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just end up. You're going to check with the... For the Allenburg Fire Department?
Yeah.
Fire Protection?
I'll make a call tomorrow and see if the lawyer knows anything about it. I'll check with Chris. He seems to be up on that. You can probably call their insurance company and the fire department insurance company and see what the ramifications are.
So if we can...
If we can pay it and nothing happened, we'll earmark it for something else. Whatever you guys want to put it.
So we can actually do that before we... Adopt the budget?
Yeah.
Or we'd have to make that
change? Well, we'll have to make it in the next, before the next meeting, because we have to adopt it. This has to be ready by the next meeting. Yeah. The next board meeting.
Okay, so it's $3,000, so we can, it's not a lot, but we can give it to, if we're able to use it. Where would you like it to go, Irving?
Well, I would like...
Because you're asking for five, or you're asking for six, so we're going to meet you at six.
$6,000. The programming and everything the library is doing, you had mentioned the Youth Commission. If you wanted to split it three ways, $2,000 each, then you could put it towards their monument, which is going to be expensive over there. The library, they have money earmarked. The $20,000 grant that they have, they can't even spend it yet because it's going through a process right now. And that is earmarked for stuff. The same thing when anybody gets a grant. You know, you have to use it for what the grant purpose intent was for. So right now they're having a hard time, you know, getting all the paperwork right now for that big grant that they have. Yes, they got $20,000, but it's not for salaries, it's not for heat, it's not for lights. You know what I'm saying? And they haven't gotten a raise, and I think it was a $3,000 raise that they've gotten, that was gotten about 7 or 8 years ago before I was on board. They went from $12,000 to $15,000.
Well,
I'm not asking for tons of money. We could take $6,000 out of the reserve for all I care and give the EMS whatever they want. And I would vote for it about it.
I understand that, but I'm speaking specifically towards the fire protection. If we're able to use the $3,000, do we split it three ways? $1,000 to beautification, $1,000 to library, and $1,000 to youth commission. Or do you want it? Is your opinion divvied up? I'm speaking specifically to the fire protection money.
The youth commission's got plenty of money. I won't worry about the youth commission. They got plenty of money.
So I would split it.
So then two ways, $1,500, $1,500.
That's it. I won't have it all set.
So if we're able to use the fire protection money,
yes.
$1,500 to beautification, $1,500 to library.
Yes.
That's contingent upon we're able to use the fire protection money.
Okay.
And it keeps us under the 2%.
Yep. Okay.
It's give and take, right?
All right, we're good on that. Okay, so we've got the that floodplain thing that we had this public hearing on last board meeting. We have to vote on that.
So we're voting to approve a local law for floodplain. For flood damage prevention as authorized by the New York State Constitution, Article 4, Section 2, and Environmental Conservation Law, Article 36.
And I think that more or less says if they've been designated as a floodplain, they can buy insurance at a cheaper rate, pretty much.
Is there a time frame for them to do that, though? Or they don't have to worry about that?
I think there is. I don't remember what it was. I'd read it at one point. I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, like 6 months or something.
It also, you know, for building code purposes, you know, it allows for permits, you know,
right.
through
right.
Jason.
Yep.
Special permits needed to build in those planes.
Anybody that's in a floodplain, they have to get permits through the town to do any modification to their property, which is another pain in the ass.
for the code enforcement officer.
And more revenue.
But we have to pass a law because there's no way around it. Okay, any other questions?
So, make a motion to adopt that.
Okay, I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else before the meeting?
So just to confirm with the highway, we are telling the state that we are not plowing the roads after November the 15th unless we get paid.
Right, unless we're paid up.
And we are not hiring, we're not replacing the MEO that left until we are paid.
Correct.
Okay. The full time. We are hiring the part time as is.
Right, and then the mechanic.
And the mechanic.
The mechanic, yeah, just the other MEO, yeah. No MEO. Okay.
The mechanic that is there supplying their own tools?
As far as I know. As well as the other guy did.
Right.
Well, that's not going to change.
Well, most any place you go to work, you go to work in Goss and LA, you go to work in Grand Ford, as a mechanic, you can bring your tools.
They have specialty tools.
I was just going to say, who supplies the specialty tools?
They generally have specialty tools, but I don't think as a township, we're required to do some specialty tools for maintenance on these trucks. If we do it right, like we're supposed to, most of that is for the end of warranty.
I know all the mechanics cross the road, they're going to furnish all their tools, their own tools. I don't know why all the tools.
Yeah.
Okay. I entertain the motion to close. There's nothing else. Irvin.
Second.
Brian seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I didn't think so.
Carried. All right.